Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, y'all know what time it is, people.
What time is it, Rob? I was letting it play, you know, because I can do that, man. Welcome to another special Monday night edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man. Now, we apologize, listeners. I know you guys are used to us coming on Wednesdays and switching in and, you know, whatever. But really, we appreciate you guys kind of like going along with the flow on this special Monday night edition once again of Talking Sports 12th Man. Today, of course, is August the 19th. And I am Andre Peterson, obviously. You're talking for 12th Man. I'd like to wish you guys happy day, all that fun stuff. I'd like to check in with my co-host, Mr. Rob Ford. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, man, doing great. Can't complain. Ready to talk some sports, Doc. Let's get this party started, man.
It's another beautiful day. Once again, we always got to throw out the numbers if you want to call us and reach us. And we got a lot of fun topics to talk about. Obviously, football is right around the corner, so we're going to dive into that. But that's what it's all about. Number one, for those who want to call into the show, the guest number, it is 424-243-9519. That's definitely the way how to give us your feedback, give us your thoughts, all that fun stuff to call in the show. Also, you can reach us. We are available via Facebook and also on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/12thmansports, the number 12, T-H-M-A-N sports, so you find us. And we're also on Twitter at 12 Minutes Sports as well. So there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us. Without further ado, let's jump right in to the main topics. And, you know, obviously, I know I just want to give a shout-out. There's a lot of folks that I had a chance to go out, Rob, and found out that there's people that are listening to the shows. They're archiving it. So a lot of love to Tad Arapoglu. Thank you, sir, for listening. As well as Mr. Scott Richmond, I want to thank you for as well, too. And I'd like to, hopefully Scott's listening to Rob. I know we didn't really talk about baseball, but I'd like to get his feedback on the Phillies firing Charlie Manuel. So that's something hopefully he'll give me a shot as far as that, too, because he's a big-time Phillies fan. So I know they haven't lived up to expectations, so we'll see how that plays out anyway. So I digress, of course, and let's jump right into our topics. And first and foremost, Rob, let's keep it going, and I guess if you haven't been paying attention as far as what's going on in the preseason, then it's pretty interesting in that Jaguars have actually named their starting quarterback. What do you think about this move, Rob? Is Blaine Gabbert the answer, or is Chad Henne kind of in the background kind of laughing because they're going to be 3-13, and he's like, I don't want any part of that. So what are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I'm going to say that I think Blaine Gabbert is the best option on their team at the moment. Am I convinced that he's going to be an elite quarterback? Not quite yet. And but I think based on what Jacksonville have on their roster, I mean, this is the best of what they have. And he's a first-round pick that he spent a lot of money on. So you still got to give him an opportunity to succeed until they're able to get the quarterback who they want in the future.
So I know Chad Henne was doing pretty good, man, last year and a lot of the things. I'm thinking that, you know, they can't get any worse at this juncture. I mean, and I can't believe them when we're talking about the Jaguars here. But, yeah, as far as this is the benefit of having being a first-round pick and having a lot of money invested in you, in that they're going to try to, you know, give you the opportunity to try to have as many chances as you can. I agree with you. I guess you'd rather play himself out of a position. But, you know, they've been, you know, slowly but surely, you know, adding pieces to that team for whatever it's worth. You know, obviously, Maurice Jones-Drew, they've been having some problems with his contract last year. You added Justin Blackmon. You know, hopefully he'll live up to his enormous potential. And, you know, at least I think that, you know, maybe they have a good coach and they're kind of steady the ship, Rob. And, you know, Gus Bradley is definitely a defensive-minded guy. So, I mean, obviously, you can't go wrong unless you're thinking about bringing back Tom Coughlin. But that was kind of back in the day. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out for sure.
Yeah, when you talk about Gus Bradley, I think what he's hoping here, he wants to protect Blaine Gabbert. He wants to protect the quarterback. He wants to protect him with a running game. And he wants to protect him with a sound defense. And that's what Gus Bradley is hoping to bring to Jacksonville to make that team competitive.
We'll see how it plays out, sir. If not, man, maybe the first play is going to be looking at Jadeveon Clowney, man. So, you know, that's going to be scary. But, you know, we'll keep it going, as always. Like I said, it's kind of like we kind of start off the bat with some love for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So for all of our Florida listeners, there's definitely a lot of love for you guys. Man, moving right along, let's talk about our fantasy league, football league, Rob. Obviously for 12 Man Sports, this is pretty awesome, man. We've been getting a lot of great feedback. We want to thank everyone for signing up. I want to say, Rob, we only have one space available. Is that what you're telling me, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. As of showtime tonight, we only have one spot available in the 12 Man's Fantasy Football League. So anybody that's interested in grabbing that last spot, please send us your email address, message us, send us your email address, and we'll send you that invite out so we can get that last remaining spot to you all.
Anything, I guess this is kind of like just for those that are trying to figure out what type of league it is. It's pretty similar to normal leagues, right, Rob? But I'm just kind of like, if you want to set the stage as far as what they'd be expecting once they sign up and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a head-to-head league. We're breaking it down to a 12-team league. We're breaking it down to four divisions of three. Each division champion will make the playoffs along with two wild cards. So it's a fun time of the year, of course, with football in the air, and, of course, fantasy football, very exciting aspect of that as well.
Good deal, good deal. So once again, definitely, as Rob mentioned, we got one spot available. I'm excited because that means that we've done a fabulous job. We want to thank all of our listeners. If all goes well, if we get enough feedback, maybe we'll start a secondary league. I'm not going to throw that out there and promise that unless, but if we get enough overflow, hopefully we'll get a chance to have two leagues or something like that too. But like I said, thank you for everyone for signing up, and it's going to be competitive. Last year was another interesting situation, so I'm looking to come back and kind of finish strong because I know I made the playoffs and kind of fading into the end, but that's okay. You know, that's what it's all about. And the more leagues, the merrier. Keep it moving, keep it moving. We are excited. Let's jump into some college football talk. And obviously, you know, football is definitely one of our pastimes. And we're jumping into the top 25. And kind of let's talk about our top 25 for the year, Rob. And I'm sure there's going to be not too many surprises probably for the top five. But as you start getting kind of, you know, within the next, you know, 10, 15 or so, there may be a couple different teams that, you know, you'd like to highlight, maybe tell us why. So I'm going to let you go top five. I'll go some top five, and then we'll kind of like figure out from there, if you will.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great to break it down by fives. I was kind of thinking the same thing here. I'm going to start off with my top five. And unfortunately, I got the hated Alabama Crimson Tide number one. Nick Saban still got a machine going. He's got a veteran team going. A.J. McCarron's returning to his starting job at quarterback for his third straight year. T.J. Yeldon also went to running back position. I think he's going to have a really breakout year for Alabama. And also, if you know Nick Saban's going to be your head coach, you're going to have a sound defense as well. And also, Amari Cooper, wide receiver, is going to be a deep threat, speedster, can hit the home run at any time as well. So it's going to be a great. It's also going to be a very good football team. Number two, we got Ohio State. Brandon Miller at the quarterback position, Urban Meyer. They're going to run that spread offense. They have a very good shot of going undefeated based on their schedule, just like they did last year when they weren't eligible. I have Ohio State number two. Number three, we got the Georgia Bulldogs.
What?
Solid quarterback position with Aaron Murray. still got a lot of talent on his team. They got a lot of talent at the running back position as well. So I got the Georgia Bulldogs at number three. Number four, I got the Louisville Cardinals. Another team that's got a very good chance of going undefeated based on their schedule. Got Bridgewater at the quarterback position, who could be the number one pick in next year's draft, or number two, rather, after Jadeveon Clowney. So this Louisville team could be really strong. And Charlie Strong is going to have a strong defense as well. So this team could be even better than they were last year when he beat Florida in the Sugar Bowl. Number five, another underrated team to watch is the Stanford Cardinal. David Shaw has done a phenomenal job with a solid organization he's built there in Stanford. And this is also a team has a decent shot of going undefeated based on his schedule as well. So this is another team to watch. And before I get to my number 6 through 10, I think, Andre, you want to go ahead with your top 5, huh?
Yeah, man. Obviously, we're in agreement with number 1 with Alabama. You know, right now they're definitely the juggernaut. And that's what I kind of like. I'm going to be different from you, Rob. I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go with Oregon, the Ducks. They return. I know they had a lot of turmoil with Chip Kelly leaving. You know, they got pretty much everyone returning for that squad. I like that move. Followed by, this is a little different. I got Louisville, number 3. Hopefully you're still with me. Also follow that, I've got Stanford at number 4. And like I said, I agree with you as far as David Shaw. I mean, I'm a big fan of what he's been doing as far as the team. And at number 5, I got the Georgia Bulldogs. Like you said, I like what's going on. A lot of times, Rob, we look at quarterbacks whenever you're in the league. And obviously, Aaron Murray's coming back as a senior. They got a lot of experience in the offensive line. So there may be some questions a little bit as far as defensively, as far as what's going on. But, you know, Mark Richt's a great coach. Definitely cannot underrate having senior leadership and veteran guys kind of in that particular locker room. So that's what I have as far as my top 5, only because I want to be different. So there you go.
Gotcha. And I'm going to go with my 6 through 10 here. I'm going to go number 6, the Oregon Ducks. I know you talked about them a little bit. Still a very talented football team. I think they're going to take a slight drop with Chip Kelly leaving. And we'll see if the new coach, you know, can keep them in that top 5 level. But I got them just outside of the top 5. Number 7, I'm going to go with Texas A&M. Right now, Johnny Manziel is still on the team, so I think this team could still be a legitimate contender. And so I'm going to go with number 7, Texas A&M. Number 8, I'm going to go with the LSU Fighting Tigers. It should be an intriguing team to watch this year with Cam Cameron, new offensive coordinator. We'll see if he can get Zach Mettenberger to play at an elite level. Number 9, I'm going to go with the Florida Gators. They're coming off a dismal performance in the Sugar Bowl last year. Jeff Driscoll looks to have gotten, you know, a lot better this offseason as well. So Florida should be intriguing. And number 10, Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina Gamecocks.
I like it, man. I like where your head's at, man. Good stuff. Definitely could go a lot of different places, man. I just like kind of being different, man. So that's why I throw little different things off, man. For my number 6 team here, I got Ohio State. That's why I got number 6. You know, like you said, Braxton Miller, he's coming back. You know, he's on that Heisman thing with Urban Meyer. You know, I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll see where they play out for that for sure. Number 7, we got Texas A&M. I like where he heads up with that. Definitely a good move. As far as, you know, like you said, you're not sure how Johnny Manziel is going to kind of shape up, all that jazz. We'll see how he plays in. Number 9, South Carolina. I like what's going on. Jadeveon, you know, they were on a nice little streak near the end of the season, so I like where they're going with that. I like your boys, LSU as well, Rob. You know, I'm not going to hit you guys too much. And then, obviously, number 10 will go Florida, so we're kind of in agreement as far as that, too. Before we move on to the next couple ones, I do want to throw out some numbers here. We are making a lot of good progress here. Call the number and call on the show. It's 424-243-9519. That's the number to call into the show. Also, don't forget, we are on Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff, too. And we're just going to move right along, Rob, as we are making track. So keep going with your 11 through 15, and we'll make it happen.
Number 11, I'm going to go with the Clemson Tigers. They might have one of the better quarterback wide receivers combinations in the country with Boyd to Watkins, and this should be an explosive offensive team. Look to be a little bit better defensively as well. Florida State has got as talented a roster as anybody in the country. Yeah, they got some question marks at the quarterback position. Winston could be the answer there, so it should be interesting, but they have the talent to be as good as anybody in the country. So does Texas, number 13. Texas Longhorns, another team with a lot of talent. You know, they've been down for a couple of years now. We'll see if Mack Brown can get them back up to an elite level. Number 14, Bo Pelini's quietly doing a solid job at Nebraska. Got him number 14. And number 15, they got the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
So with all this love, man, for all these ex-coaches and stuff like that for LSU, man.
Ex-coaches for LSU, what are you talking about?
Just like giving you a hard time, man. Yeah, obviously. All good. Making it, I like it. I like Clemson as well. I'm going to kind of defer as far as what you got with that, too. I like what's going on. I also, believe it or not, I actually like Florida State up here, too, Rob. I like what they're doing as far as Jimbo Fisher is doing this thing. And I know they kind of disappointed a lot of teams last year, but I definitely like where you're going. I agree with you as far as Texas has got to be up there. As we're moving right along, probably number 12. 13th, where's Notre Dame? Did you show some love for Notre Dame, Rob, at all?
No? I'm going to get to them, but not my top 15.
You know, you kind of feel the same about Notre Dame like I feel about Oklahoma, man. I don't know. It's something against, I don't know. Not good. Like I said, we're going to keep moving. I like Michigan, and then I'm going to wrap it up with Oklahoma State.
All right. I'm going to go to my next five here. I got Baylor at number 16. Lashae Seastrunk, one of the better running backs in the country, will keep them a very good offensive team. Number 17, Michigan. Number 18, TCU. Number 19, Oklahoma, still looks to be strong offensively. And number 20, want to go with Northwestern.
Very nice, man. Oh, man, this is great. As much as I hate on Oklahoma, I'm not going to hate on them too much longer, too, man. I also love Oklahoma. I got TCU up there. Like I said, I just like to be different, man. Let's go to Nebraska as we're moving right along. I'm showing some love for Boise State as well, in addition to Northwestern. So that's who I like, man. So, you know, keeping it moving. Yeah.
And number 21, I'm going to go with Notre Dame after getting thumped in the national championship game to Alabama. I think they're going to take a step back. And they even have some questions at the quarterback position still, too. I think it's going to hurt them. Boise State, Chris Peterson doing a tremendous job up their way. They'll still be competitive. Got them number 22. Number 23, Miami. I think you're seeing a resurrection of sorts in Miami right now. They're starting to get the kind of personnel they used to have again. Number 24, Oregon State. I think Mike Riley is one of the more underrated college football coaches in the country. Does a tremendous job. Another SEC team, number 25, Ole Miss. What a great recruiting class they got coming in at Ole Miss. So look out for this team this year. Had the number one recruit on their roster as well, Robin Nkinchi.
I thought you were going to say Robert Ford for a minute there, but I'm glad you were able to restrain yourself. Keeping it moving.
I'm not recruiting the country.
Here we go. Number 21, Baylor. 22, Notre Dame. 23, can I remember writing? USC. 24, UCLA. 25, Oregon State, man. You know, I just like that. That's kind of where I'm going, man. So, yes, sir. So, are we crazy? I mean, are we not crazy? I mean, what are we thinking here? Those who want to definitely share your thoughts. 424-243-9519. Hit us up on Facebook. I'm sure we'll post our little everything we've got for the show topics and whatnot. We try to do a good job of keeping everybody up to date for that. So that's what we got for the top 25. We kind of flew through that pretty quickly. I guess as we kind of take another step here, let's kind of talk real quick, Rob. You know, we talk about the top recruits in each class, and let's kind of talk about, I guess, when I want to say who's going to play for the national championship before I get started as far as the top, some top picks here. But what do you think as far as, are you kind of in agreement with everyone as far as the whole nation that Alabama is going to be playing, as far as it's going to be SEC versus SEC? I mean, what do you think about the thoughts here as far as what's going to happen for the national championship? I don't think we're going to have another Notre Dame opportunity representation. But what do you think as far as national championship, Rob?
I'm thinking Alabama against Ohio State in the national championship game this year. I think it could be a very intriguing matchup here. Braxton Miller, Urban Meyer going up against Nick Saban again, like these two in the SEC. And I think that could be a very intriguing matchup, Alabama versus Ohio State is my prediction for the national championship.
Now, I know that's what your prediction, but also who would you like to play? Because I'm going to come back around because this is who I'd like to play. I'd like to see Louisville versus Alabama. That's who that's one of the games I would love to see. I mean, like I said, as far as I know, Charlie Strong has ties to the SEC. You know, obviously Teddy Bridgewater is kind of doing his thing. I don't know if Louisville has enough firepower in this instance, but they definitely handled Florida last year. So what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think this could be something that could be even possible, Rob?
Well, Louisville definitely has a chance. You know, strength of schedule could be a factor here. This is the thing. Louisville's got to hope for teams ahead of them to lose. If Ohio State goes undefeated, Alabama goes undefeated, then those teams will stay ahead of Louisville just because Louisville's strength of schedule is not as strong. And so I think the key for Louisville is going to have to be teams ahead of them are going to have to lose, and they're going to have to stay undefeated to have an opportunity to play for national championship.
Wishful thinking for sure, Rob. Wishful thinking for sure. Man, time is flying for sure. As we're getting ready, we've got about, 28 after here. Looks like 22 after, Steve, so we got about 8 minutes left of the show. I guess I want to real quick talk about some top recruits here. As far as that's who you want to be playing in the national championship, Rob, or is that who you think is going to be playing? I mean, if you had a wish list as far as who you'd like to play, would it be Alabama or would it be LSU somewhere in that, in the mix?
When you say who you would like to play?
Yeah, who would you – I mean, like I said, I know we think that it's going to be – you said it's going to be Alabama and it's going to be probably Oregon State but, or Ohio State, excuse me. But if you had another option, who would you like to see play for the national championship?
Oh, that's the easy answer for me. But being an LSU fan, I always want to see them playing for the national championship. And wouldn't mind seeing LSU versus Louisville. I think that'll be an intriguing national championship game. Of course, I'll be pulling for LSU to win it, as always. So, obviously, those would be two teams I would love to see playing, you know, LSU versus Louisville or LSU versus Stanford. I think will be a great matchup I would like to see.
I like to see Stanford, too. I agree. That'd be a fun matchup, too. This is just me just kind of like asking you the question, like if you had an opportunity, who would you like to see? So that was just clearly off the cuff. Rob, I appreciate you putting up with me and whatnot, too. So let's talk about some top recruits for high school, Rob. And as we kind of went through the list and we had our top 25, going into next year, tell us who the top two high school players are and if they made any decisions or indications as far as where they're thinking about going.
Well, we've got two players, the top two recruits in the country by just about every publication, whether you look at scout.com, whether you look at Rivals, or whether you look at ESPN. The number one recruit is right in my backyard in New Orleans, same high school that I went to. Leonard Fournette, running back, is about 6'2", 215 pounds already. Most college scouts are saying this is the top running back scout to come, top running back prospect to come out of high school since Adrian Peterson. So everybody's trying to get their hands on him. He's got great physical size. Also already runs a 4.440. He's already, you know, he's narrowed it down to about six schools, LSU, Alabama, Miami, Michigan, USC. And I believe I may be missing one other school there. But all indications are it's LSU and Alabama who he's nailed it down to. And what's so intriguing about this is that LSU and Alabama, the running back coaches at both of those schools, are graduates of St. Augustine High School, where Leonard Fournette goes to high school. So it's going to be intriguing to see, you know, where he goes. Obviously, everybody here in Louisiana is hoping he goes to LSU, of course. And so it's going to be intriguing to see what happens in that situation there. And, of course, the running back coach at Alabama, of course, like I said, is also a graduate of the school. And his daughter even works at the school, so that's going to be even interesting as well. The number two prospect in the country is also hails from Louisiana, northern part of the state, West Monroe, Louisiana, offensive tackle Cameron Robinson. This guy is one of the better offensive tackle prospects we've seen in a long time as well. And he's pretty much narrowed his schools down to LSU and Alabama, too. And so it's going to be a dogfight, not only in football field, but also in the recruiting wars and of where these two young men are going to go to college and on next year. So it should be very interesting.
Good, good stuff, Rod. Man, I like the fact that you've been keeping track as far as, you know, what's been going on within the recruiting classes. And like I said, I know I got to give another shout out to Tad. I mean, Tad was really him and his guy they were on as far as recruiting. And it was interesting to keep track as far as what's been happening, who's going where. I like what you talked about too, Rob, as far as a couple of tough choices. And then based upon the success of Alabama and Nick Saban, you know, obviously they're going to get like a ton of these recruits, man. So it's just we will see how that plays out too. We got about 4 minutes left, Rob. I don't know if you want to talk about the next topic or you want to kind of set the stage for the OT. We still got to talk about some contenders with Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel and also Mack Brown as far as his program with Texas. So we can hit that and then we can kind of drop off early since we're, you know, we're kind of on a new night. Just as a quick wrap up, but I'll leave it in your hands before we get ready to set the stage for next week as well.
You know, really quick, we would like to, you know, we'll save our last two topics for our OT portion. So if you guys want to hear about our thoughts about Manziel and Texas A&M and Mack Brown at Texas, we're going to have a short OT portion tonight. So definitely if you guys have some time while your lunch breaks tomorrow, please tune in to the same link where you can listen to those comments on tomorrow. Definitely next week we should be back to our normal night of Tuesday night. It'll be 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 p.m. Mountain, 8 Pacific, and 5 p.m. Hawaiian. So we'll be back. Still previewing college and the NFL season. We're getting closer to opening day in both college and NFL. So you definitely want to stay with us as we preview the season. Once again, those of you all, anybody interested in taking our last fantasy football spot in our 12-man sports league, please send us your email address so we can send you the invite to join our league. We certainly appreciate you all listening to our show again. We're truly grateful. So please, you know, send us your information. Thanks again.
That is what it's all about. And like you said, as Rob mentioned, you know, we definitely appreciate everyone in the fantasy football league. That is awesome that we get such a great turnout with that. As Rob mentioned, head-to-head, looking forward to competing and showing a lot of love to a lot of our listeners, our sisters out there. But once again, we got about 90 seconds. Real quick, we're going to definitely jump into the OT portion. We're going to talk a little bit of time about I know we can't, it's almost like Tebow. Johnny Manziel's out there. We've got to show some love for him. And also we're going to talk about Mack Brown and the program at Texas. So that'll be a quick option. But it was great talking on this Monday night. So as always, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. That's what it's all about. Good night, people. Rob?
Good night, people.
Good night. As we get ready to drop out, we got about 60 seconds in the show, And I guess what we can talk about real quick is let's kind of jump into Texas A&M. This is interesting because I think that Johnny Manziel has been getting like a bad rap in certain instances as far as his off-field behavior. Maybe it's because he has to throw up, probably because I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, can they be a contender without – did Kevin Sumlin do enough as far as recruiting-wise – that he'll be able to balance it? Because at some point, too, remember, you know, Johnny Manziel, if something happens, if he gets injured, you know, not that you wish that on any player, too, but, you know, this is where you're going to make your all your big bucks as far as building depth and all that fun stuff too. So we got about 6 seconds of the show. I'd like to hear to talk about that in the OT portion, and we'll also talk about if Mack Brown can revive the program. We're talking Texas and Texas A&M. How is that going to happen as far as the rivalry there? But tell us your thoughts real quick, Rob, and then we'll get ready to wrap it up, if you will.
Well, my personal thoughts is without Johnny Manziel, this team is not competing for national championship or SEC title. That's just my prediction. The quarterback position is so important, and I think Texas A&M, a big part of what they do is offensively. I think they're going to be – I think Texas A&M even has a strong chance of being overrated even with Manziel this year. I think they lost a lot of defensive personnel as well. And when was the last time a team won the SEC with a weak defense? And you have to have a strong defense if you're going to win an SEC. So I actually think they have a pretty good chance of being overrated, even with Manziel at the quarterback position. So absolutely, they're not a contender without him.
Wow. Good, good stuff. Let's take another tour. Let's talk about Texas. And you talk about, Rob, just a school that's just known for producing great players, NFL. You know, Texas is a great state of football. And we're also talking about one of the biggest rivalries between the Longhorns and the Aggies. But right now, Mack Brown seems to be struggling a little bit. Yeah, it used to be rivals, but, you know, Texas A&M. But I'm saying, you know, they've always been, you know, they're not the biggest rival anymore, but there is a rivalry. Obviously, you got, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, a lot of things going on too. But, you know, right now, Mack Brown is kind of struggling, Rob, to revive this once proud program. And that's nothing that I don't want to talk out of school about that, but I definitely think that, you know, either something doesn't seem like Rob. It seems like, you know, I don't know if losing Muschamp was that big of a difference, but, you know, they're not the same team that they were before. And this is a squad that you'd like to see on a national stage, because I think it just works well for college football. There's certain schools that, you know, looks good. The South Carolinas, the Georgias, USC even. I know it's kind of like Pac-12 out there, but it's good to see certain squads that do well, because it just helps like the whole helps for the landscape of college football. So I'm sure you're going to share your thoughts as far as that and what's going on as we talk about Texas and Mack Brown's project to revive that program.
Well, I think they're heading in the back, right in the right direction. The personnel has been there the last few years. You just didn't have the quarterback position, and that's really hurt them in the Big 12. You know, a lot of those schools the last few years have had great quarterbacks. When you look at Landry at Oklahoma, when you look at Robert Griffin III at Baylor, when you look at Geno Smith at West Virginia, that's been a throwing football conference, and Texas has been down in that department. I think you're looking at a solid football team this year. Has got an opportunity to win 9 or 10 games. Not quite a national championship team yet, but they have an opportunity to be a solid ball club.
That's an excellent point, Rob, like you said. And, you know, like you said, I think that they have a lot of potential to do some obviously there's some changes that have to be made with what's going on. I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's just certain coaches, they get to a certain level, and maybe it's time to kind of rejuvenate these things too. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out with Mr. Mack Brown, everything Texas A&M. And I guess, like I said, I know that we are on a special Monday night, and we definitely appreciate everyone that's kind of tuning in. A lot of our listeners are going to definitely tune in for the OT portion of the show and listen to this at your job and work. I don't know, Rob, you want to kind of wrap up. Like I said, I know it looks like there's a little technical difficulties on our side. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, Rob. I don't know if you say anything last as we get ready to finish up another edition of our show.
Yeah, well, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Talking Sport. Even though we have an abbreviated OT portion on tonight, we really appreciate you all being loyal listeners to the show. Make sure you join us next week. Hopefully we'll be back to our normal night, Tuesday night, and that would be 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain Time, and 8 p.m. Pacific. So you don't want to miss next week. We're still going to be previewing the college and upcoming NFL seasons here. Good night, people.
Good night, people. And like I said, as Rob said it so eloquently, we apologize that we are having an abbreviated version of it. But like I said, definitely hit us up for that last spot for the Talking Sports 12-Man Fantasy Football League. We'll have that up and running We'll have more preseason games, and then it'll be the last week where obviously football will officially be started. I know we're going to definitely get into college football because we've been definitely craving that. So, as always, we appreciate everyone listening. Don't forget to give us your thoughts, and on that, we'll talk soon.
Good night, people.
Good night, people. Enjoy it.